This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 26th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, tomorrow marks the 71st Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. The event kicks off at 8 o'clock Central Time under a heavy weight of large commodity supplies and some of the lowest prices seen in the last 4 years. Farmers are working with an outdated farm bill that reflects a much different set of economics than they are enduring today. Show manager Matt Youngman says the down economy doesn't help, but the show goes on because farmers don't stop producing crops.
We all know the cyclical nature of this industry. There have been plenty of farm progress shows in down ag economies. There was a farm progress show in 1985, and you know, that was not a great time in agriculture, but you still have technology advancing. There were new products introduced then, and every other downturn in the ag economy. And this is another one just like that. So the industry is comfortable with that, and this is just part of it. You know, it would be better. Would we all love $7 corn and $14 beans? Sure, that'd be great. But the industry doesn't do that every day, all day. It's a cyclical industry, and so this is where we are in that cycle right now.
As a farmer himself, Youngman says difficult economic times push producers to find avenues toward greater efficiency.
Well, you're always looking for efficiency, and you're always tracking the technology that's coming out. Maybe I'm not buying it this year, but at the same time, I'm still going to put a crop in next year. You know, parts are going to wear out. I'm going to have to buy seed and fertilizer and crop protection and all of these things. So I'm still buying things, and I'm still trying to keep up with what the latest technologies are. You know, you drive by Pioneer and there's Enlist corn and just any one of these things that I've seen that I want to take a closer look at.
Youngman says the show is the largest outdoor farm show in the nation, with exhibitors providing new machines, genetics, crop protection, and data management tools to meet individual farmer needs.
The advantage is what they're looking for. They're looking for what's going to make me more efficient, what's going to make me more profitable, what's going to allow me to pass this down to the next generation or whoever's going to take care of this land next and take good care of it now while I have it. And so, you know, there's no matter how you look at that, there are solutions all over the grounds. It just, you know, it depends on what you're after. There's kind of something here for everybody on every angle they're taking.
Of course, no show would be complete without interaction with legislators and representatives of government agencies. Youngman says the main stage will feature timely policy discussions.
So we're going to have the Farm Bill listening sessions being hosted by the local congressman here in Central Iowa. And then, you know, we're going to have Secretary Vilsack here. I believe he's here Wednesday on stage at noon. And then he's got a couple of other stops. So Tuesday tomorrow, the secretaries, state secretaries and directors of agriculture. And then Wednesday is all the U.S. representatives doing their listening session, as well as Secretary Vilsack here.
Higher capacity drone technology, biological pest control, new seed genetics, software management, and autonomous machines are just a small section of innovation offered for show attendees this year in Boone. In markets today, oil futures rose for a third straight session as Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes. Libya's rival eastern government said it's shutting down oil production and exports. The higher Middle East premium, along with the Fed's pointing to a rate cut in September and another likely drawdown in U.S. crude, were supportive for the market. Soybean futures made some headway in a broadly down day for grains, seeing some bottom picking in the market. Also, not much bullish news, but the soybean oil market was supported by crude, and that did spill over. The market set new lows early today, but quickly recovered. Apparently, traders not surprised to see the higher pro-farmer production forecast at near 4.75 billion bushels. Today's drive time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.